The government says voluntary departures have been offered to the families of diplomats in other Middle East countries, apart from those ordered earlier in Israel and Lebanon. Australia's embassies in Tel Aviv and Beirut remain open, along with embassies in Jordan's Amman, Qatar's Doha, and UAE's Abu Dhabi, along with the consulate in Dubai. But the government says the situation in the Middle East is unpredictable and it has offered to help evacuate the families of diplomats in those three locations after US President Donald Trump laid out plans for a possible attack on Iran in his State of the Union speech to Congress. Defence Minister Richard Marles has urged citizens in Iran to also consider leaving while commercial options are still available.
We've made clear to Australian citizens who are in Iran that if it is safe to do so, they should leave. So that message remains the same. It is a fast-moving environment. It is really important that people continue to monitor the advice that the Australian government provides.